I'd like to call to order the Excelsior Academy Board of Trustees public meeting session. Today is Thursday, June 26th, 2025, and the time is 5:39 p.m. We are meeting at the Excelsior Academy Middle School Campus Library. I'll start with roll call. Brandon Clark, present. Danelle Robbins.
Present.
Laura Skelton.
Present.
Emily Smith is excused, and Kathy Hunter.
Present.
In compliance with the Utah State Open and Public Meetings Act, this is a meeting for the Board of Trustees to openly take action and conduct deliberations regarding Excelsior Academy business. As a courtesy, please step outside with noisy children or to speak amongst yourselves in order to maintain a quiet atmosphere for the meeting and the recording. The Board reserves the right to take action on any agenda item. The Board also reserves the right to go into closed session in compliance with Utah State Law 54-4-204, 205, and 206. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I will also read the Excelsior Academy mission statement. Our mission is to educate students with a broad classical foundation of knowledge, assisting them with opportunities to learn at their challenge level, in an intentionally inviting environment to help students acquire a lifelong love of learning. Let's move into minutes approval. I am seeking a motion to approve the May 22nd, 2025 board meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the May 22nd, 2025 board meeting minutes.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Laura. The motion on the floor is that the board approves the May 22nd, 2025 board meeting minutes. Is there any discussion to this motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or abstaining? The motion passes. Do we have any public comment this evening? No? Okay, moving on then. I will turn the floor over to our finance director, Jim Martin, for our finance report.
In finance meeting, we reviewed our May financials. At the end of May, we were almost 92% of the way through the year. Our total operating cash is at $7.9 million. And our days cash on hand is at, depending on the calculation, 179 to 231 days cash on hand. Our total revenues year to date are at $15.3 million. Our total expenses are at $14.7 million, which gives us a total net income of $593,000. We are still waiting on some federal reimbursements that will hopefully come in the next, hopefully by the end of August. We should have all those federal reimbursements for this fiscal year. We are over in our debt services, which we will amend here in just a minute. So with the final budget. Any questions on our May financials?
Okay. Thank you, Jen. I will now turn the floor over to our executive director, Mr. Hymas.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you. We're going to move hopefully quickly through here, but we've got a few things to discuss. But we'll start, as usual, with our student achievement highlights and some other reports. maybe some lowlights today, well, some highlights, but we're going to go over discipline today, spoiler. But we want to talk about a few things. We're going to go, we don't have a special ed report. I just keep these on here not rotationally, but every month. But we heard from special ed, they gave a great report last month. Today we're going to hear, beginning with Savannah, who's going to talk about our early literacy and what we did learn over the last month that we thought we needed to be voted on. We learned some things that doesn't need to be, but we still need to keep the board apprised of what's going on. And then we'll go into our middle school report. So with that, we'll start with Savannah.
Okay, so I attended my early literacy training that they hold every June at the beginning, which is why we always have to have a board meeting, because we try to be, you know, get that in first. And they informed us that that there was a bill at this last legislative session to change the rules regarding early literacy and early learning. And so we no longer have to vote on it in a board meeting. We just have to inform you about our performance on past goals, which I have already done multiple times, but I'll go over that briefly just so it's very clear. So this is the goals that we set last time are the ones that I was really excited about that we were waiting on for the 6%. We had one goal set in literacy for our first grade, and they are on that 5.6% area. We won't hear back officially on whether we got that goal or not until September or October. And the same thing in our third grade, we talked about, that's where we set our math goal, and it was on early literacy, or it was on Acadian's math and concepts and applications specifically. Their goal was 6%, and they exceeded that. So they did a great job on that.
That one that we're hanging on to, I mean, this was, if I'm remembering this one correctly, this was the one that we were like, we're not going to make it. And Savannah shoot me a text sometime after work, like, you're never going to believe this, we're going to make it. And it's like, no, we're still not going to make it. So we're like dancing this, and then we're like, okay, are they going to round up? Are they going to round down? Right? We are so proud of our teachers and students for responding to a goal that we, admittedly, I didn't know that they would make. So anyway.
They did it.
They did it.
that being said, the state set a goal back in a while ago, whenever they created SB 127, that it was something lofty, like by 2025, maybe 2027, 75% of third graders across the state of Utah would be at reading at grade level. It's something close to that. I thought it was a super lofty goal, but we must be getting close to that because in this meeting that we had with the state, they have decided that we no longer need to set literacy goals and turn them in with these early learning goal any longer. Now they want us to target math. They encouraged us to set goals for literacy, but it is not required any longer. Of course, we're Excelsior and we will set those and we'll look at all of the data and push for those goals. And with on the coattails of this last fall or spring's performance, the first grade team is already like, what do we get to set our goal on this year? So they're already excited and they make our jobs easy. So our two in the upcoming year, we have submitted these and have been approved for our next year's early learning goals, both set toward math. So again, we're targeting third and first grade. Why are we targeting those grades? Because that's where we see the most fluctuation. I'll show you some of them on the other side, or on the next slide. But the first goal is that we will increase the percentage of third grade students who are at or above benchmark in computation, so we're really targeting computation, by 1-3%. Another thing that changed on this goal is that this year's goal setting is that they let us have a window of 1-3%, 4-6, and then so on and so on. And so there were certain parameters, and so we selected this 1-3% based on historical data, and then we had to say how we would do that. So that's one of our goals. And then our second goal is targeting in first grade, again, in computation, from beginning of the year to end of the year in Acadian's math, where we've historically seen a decrease of 9-10% for the past 2 years. So they allowed us to set what is called a maintenance goal because for the past 2 years, we've gone backwards in our computation in first grade. So our goal really is to, if we could just stay where we were at the beginning of the year, that would be a huge goal. We will make our first grade aware of that, and our third grade goal will make our entire staff aware of these so that they can help, because all students are everyone's students, right? So those are our goals there. If you'll go to the next slide.
Can you speak briefly, or I think I could as well, but why do you think we have gone backwards? Why, from beginning of year to end of year, there's a 10% slide?
I don't know that I can pinpoint one thing, and I'm excited this year to look at it more critically. I do think that, number one, it gets more difficult. So at the beginning of the year, these are kindergartners, first graders that are taking kindergarten tests.